the people assembled to hear what resembled evangelists say. Some came just to see them for a laugh, others to be free. Fools must pretend to be wise with a faith that we use as a heavy disguise. From the crowd with men crying aloud or just wringing their hands. The love in their hearts at this joining of people from faraway lands. Had so many questions I could ask, I wanted to be free. Fools must pretend to be wise with the faith that we use as a heavy disguise. Cheers from the crowd for a much-loved constituent lately arrived. Here's to the soul of the man who takes toll for just staying alive. Can't ignore the feeling in the air, glad that I was there. Fools must pretend to be wise with the faith that we use as a heavy disguise. Change of opinion from left wing and right. And north accused south, who were left little doubt that they needed to fight. I cannot begin to understand the suffering tonight. Fools must pretend to be wise. Fools must pretend to be wise. To be wise with the faith that we use as a heavy disguise.
All around my hat I will wear the green willow, and all around my hat for a 12-month and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all for my true love, who's far, far away.
Thank you.
I will wear the green willow and all around my hat for a 12-month and a day. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, it's all
started off a little while ago with John Renborn, and that was Trotto and Saltarello for guitar and sitar, a rearrangement of some Renaissance music. Straubs after that, and Heavy Disguised, the wonderful group Silly Wizard, and that was called Bridget O'Malley. Steel Eye Span, All Around My Hat, and then finally John Renborn once again, and that was Bronzely Gay, a little tune by a guy named Claude Gervais, who must have been a French composer. And my name is Gary Storm, and you are listening to Oil of Dog. The Orchard Park Wagon Trailers will sponsor an art auction on Sunday, March 4th at 2 at the American Legion Post 567. There will be a small admission, and proceeds will benefit the Orchard Park Hamburg chapter of Hospice. By God.
Join me weekday mornings beginning at 6 and wake up to 1077
Oil of Dog.
You wharf a goer. Now to me, now to me. Nudge, nudge, now to me. Say no more.
I beg your pardon.
Your wharf, does she go? Aye. Now to me, now to me. Nudge, nudge. Does she go? Aye.
She sometimes goes.
Oh, I bet she does. I bet she does. Say no more. Say no more. Now to me. Nudge, nudge.
I don't think I follow you.
Follow me. Follow me. That's good. That's good. Now to me. Not as good as a wink to a blind bat.
Are you selling something?
Selling, selling. Very good. Very good. Aye, aye. Know what I mean?
No.
Wicked, wicked. You're wicked, aye. Nudge, nudge. Say no more. Your wife's a sport, eh?
Oh, she likes sport.
I bet she does. I bet she does.
Yes, yeah, she's fond of cricket.
Who isn't, eh? Likes games. Knew she would. Knew she would. Who doesn't? Who doesn't? She's been around a bit, eh? Been around.
Yes, yeah, she's travelled. She's from Purley.
I bet she is. I bet she is. Say no more. Say no more. Say no more. Purley. Say no more. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Nudge, nudge.
No.
Oh, struth. Hey, your wife interested in photography, eh? Photographs, eh?
Photography.
Snap, snap, grin, grin, wink, wink, say no more.
Holiday snaps.
Could be, taken on holiday, swimming costumes, candid photography.
No, we don't have a camera.
Oh, still. Hey.
Look, are you insinuating something?
Oh, no. Yes.
Well?
Well, I mean, you're a man of the world. You've been there, been around.
What do you mean?
Look, you've done it. You've slept with a lady.
Yes.
What's it like?
Well, that was an excerpt from the controversial and some would say scurrilous new British picture, The General Synod's Life of Christ. The film deals with the rise to fame and greatness of a humble carpenter's son named Jesus Christ. But many people have seen in the film a thinly disguised and blasphemous attack on the life of Monty Python. Python greatly displayed the concept of the
Thank you.
1077. And I started off a little while ago with Monty Python. And then after that we heard Gentle Giant and their astounding song Free Hand. And then after that, Jukka Tolonen. Jukka Tolonen, you might know of him as a member of a group called Tasavallan Presidenti. How's that for El Obscuro Factorunis? And that's from one of his solo albums, only available as an import, a song called Punks, Jukka Tolonen. And then after that, Yes. And that was Siberian Katru. Sigh, you're with... Right, my name's Gary Storm, and you're listening to Oil of Dog. And my mind is leaking out of my brains.
Join me.
Now she'll tell. shades of green, under dreaming spires. To Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there? You feel there?
Well, I cry.
Why the tears there?
Tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
You're inclined to blow my mind. Get along with me. Thanks for that, Mom.
Grandma's sitting chairs and Ramo's
ever going faster all the time. Mom still cries, hey buddy, have you got a dime? And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
WUWU 1077 FM, Weathersfield, Rochester, Buffalo.
1077.
Let's see if we can race your needle to the end of the record.
All right, everybody ready? And one and two.
Hello and welcome to Retail Comedy at Wholesale Prices. And now here's Ron Stevens and Joy Gridnick.
Before we start the album, let me quickly explain the concept. You see, it's very special and it's totally important that you really understand everything that we're saying. But first, these messages.
We don't know.
Hi, my name is Jeannie and I work for the phone company.
We don't know.
Hello, I'm Larry and I work for the phone company.
We don't know.
I'm Nancy and I don't know what I'm doing.
We don't know what we're doing.
When you work for the only phone company in town, you don't have to know what you're doing, and there's really nothing anybody can do about it. You can try to complain, but you probably won't get through. The phone company.
We don't know what we're doing.
It's the end of another long, hard day punching cattle. And the sweat is dripping off your manhood because you're a man and you sweat like a man, like only a man can, because you do a man's job that really works up a man's appetite, and only a man knows what a man wants to know when a man really wants a man's taste, and that taste is the taste of Wrigler's beef flavored gum. Wrigler's beef-flavored gum, the kind of gum that belongs between a man's teeth. And now, Wrigler's brings you new barbecued beef-flavored gum. Wrigler's, the meat lover's gum.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
We're back.
Okay.
And now it's time to start the album.
But not until we explain the album concept.
The what?
The album concept.
The album concept.
You see, we were sitting around on our fat butts one day, and it wasn't long before we said, hey.
And a little while after that, we said, let's give them retail comedy. Let's give them retail comedy. Let's give them retail comedy. Let's give them... Thank you. Let's give them retail comedy at wholesale prices.
Oh,
wow.
And now, excuse me. For our next and first sketch, we'll be using a small egg beater, a ballpoint pen, and a joke we found in the trash can behind Paramount.
But first, these messages.
Hi, kids. This is Captain Hook to tell you all about a brand new breakfast cereal.
New Sugar Loots.
It's a new fun-filled bowl of sugar-coated Loots, shaped like little cues, guaranteed to get you off on your way to work, school, or play. Go on, take a bite. And listen, they make your ears ring. New Sugar Loots.
From the Pillsburger Company.
Inside of every box, there's a free set of stereo headphones.
Whoa! This is Captain Hook saying, get off today with the sugar-coated cue. It's the fun breakfast food. It's new sugar food.
It's the fun breakfast food.
New Sugarludes. It's the smart new way to start your day from Pillsburger.
Hello, I'm Gloria Peterbilt. My jeans don't tug, pull, or sog. They just smell great. That's because they have a secret exclusive scratch and sniff panel. Just scratch and...
Hey, who's cooking pork chops?
Men love them. They come in over 2,000 colors and scents to choose from. From the wonderful fragrance of Lily of the Valley to the great smell of tuna. I'm Gloria Peterbilt saying, if your jeans were this tight, you'd talk this way too.
And now we're ready to begin the album. So sit back, relax, and come with us now as we take you down our street and up yours.
Thank you.
the street where we live. No one to care about us, seats and falling down around us, nothing left to live for.
Sufficiently breathless,
nothing left to live for.
Sufficiently breathless on the street where we live,
nothing left to live for.
Sufficiently breathless,
nothing left to live for.
Sufficiently breathless on the street where we live,
nothing left to live for.
Sufficiently breathless,
nothing left to live for.
Sufficiently breathless on the street where we live,
nothing left to live for.
Sufficiently breathless,
nothing left to live for.
Sufficiently breathless on the street where we live,
nothing left to live for.
Sufficiently breathless,
nothing left to live for.
Sufficiently breathless on the street where we live,
nothing left to live for.
Sufficiently breathless, nothing left to live for. 107.7, and I started off a little while ago with Stevens and Gridnick. And that was a bunch of commercials. And then after that, we heard Metro. You might know of Duncan Brown, and that wasn't even his first appearance. He put out solo albums, beautiful albums, a long time ago. Duncan Brown, and then, let's see, we heard Pete Sinfield. You know him as the lyricist for King Crimson and number of other people. That's from a solo album he put out that has a great cover, and that was called Song of the Sea Goat. And then finally, Captain Beyond and Sufficiently Breathless. That's me. I'm sufficiently breathless. I was just standing on my hands doing push-ups. But I'm not able to get my nose to the ground yet without squashing it. I've been trying to for years. One of these days, I'll get my nose to the ground and I won't squash it. Can you do that? Well, you should be able to. It's part of America's fitness. Okay, hi there. My name's Gary Storm, and you're listening to Oil of Dog. Introducing RBI's new record...